Hello everyone, it is the 8th of June and it's about nearly half past three in the afternoon. I'm making soup for tea, vegetable soup, and in it I'm going to be putting onion, red onion, garlic, leeks, carrots of the orange variety, turnip, but it's properly known as swede, but we call it turnip, celery, parsnip, a pepper, a green pepper, what else have I got out, onion, garlic, carrots. Let's have a look what else I've got in my fridge. I thought we had a squash, but I must have used it. Salad, it's no good. It's a bit bare, that fridge, now we need to go shopping. So, I thought I'd come on here a bit. I haven't done not a boo for a bit, but... Because I did one the other day. I haven't done a cooking boo for a bit. Now, I've only got 10 minutes, so I do apologise if it stops and starts and starts to annoy people. So I'm just going to start by chopping the onion. It's been a nice day here today, although it's dropping cold now. Door open, there weren't windows. Got me washing out, so hopefully that'll be dry when I bring it in a bit later on, though not yet. So I'm taking this skin off my onion. I always have a bag that I peel things into, just to save on mess, I suppose. And then you can just pop it straight in bin when you've done. I thought I'd make soup because I have got a load of veg to use up. So I'm going to chop these onions into slices. Start popping them in my pan. And what I'll do when I've chopped these up, and my garlic and my leeks, I'll fry them off for a little bit first, then I will chop the rest of my veg up and put some water in my pan and leave that to boil until it's cooked, of course. Although I don't like my veg too soft, but for soup, it's a bit better if it is a bit softer, because then it blends a little bit better. Because I'll shove it in blender, so it's all nice and smooth and ready to eat. And we might have some nice crusty bread with it. Sounds alright, doesn't it? So I'll pause this for now and come back in a minute when I'm doing something else. And my phone's locked. So that's good. I'm back and I'm going to light this pan. There we are. It's got garlic, onion, leeks in it so far. Where's my thing? Utensil gone. Right, so I've started taking the ends off at carrots. Let's carry on with that while they fry off a little bit. You can hear a creaking in background. My door's open and wind keeps blowing it, and it makes this creaking noise like an old ship. So use these carrots up, they need using. Now I can peel them then. So once they've started to fry off, I can just wash my hands. Can start adding everything else, put some water in, start adding everything else. That bag. Okay. The trouble with soup is you seem to add loads of stuff, and when it's all boiled down and then blended, you end up with like two bowls full or something. But it is nice. Right. That's that stirred round. Peel off. Peel a couple of these carrots, and then I'll come back and be chopping something else. I'll just peel these, a couple of these, just because I touched carrots and then I thought, oh, I'll have to wash my hands again. I thought I may as well peel while talking. So that's, they're frying off nice. I'll turn them down in a minute so that they don't burn. I'll be adding some salt and pepper, and I've got some mixed spice, so I should be adding a little bit of that to this soup as well, just to give it a bit more flavour. Should be nice. Okay, well, I'll just wash my hands again. I just want to turn this down, that's all. And that's a car going very fast down our road. They come, because we live on a hill, they come down and then it flattens off, and there's a bend in the road, quite a sweeping bend. And they think they can come downhill and then drive fast round this bend and the wheels squeak or whatever they do. It's quite very silly, but anyway, there you are. It's only one car that seems to do it. Dominic's told me it's a Honda. I don't know what model of Honda, but it's a Honda. It's a bloke that drives it. Wouldn't mind, but it's not a particularly steep hill. It's just this bend that he like speeds up and then goes into this bend and then has to. It's very strange. Anyway, these purple carrots that I did the other day, they tasted better raw, to be honest. I know I did a little summary of them, but they did taste better raw. So, they seem to have lost the flavour when they were cooked. I don't know. Very strange. Yellow one were better. It seemed a bit more sweet. Right, I'm going to wash my hands again. Pause this for now and come back when I'm doing something else. A little bit different than peeling carrots and frying off onions and leeks. So I haven't got long left, only about 30 seconds or something. So quickly, turn it or swede. Some people aren't very comfortable in cooking. cutting it. But what I